5.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And there's a lot of stuff there on that site. You can enjoy it all for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. I bet you'll find more free on freetalklive.com than those other hosts will charge you for. But see for yourself. freetalklive.com. In addition, on the website, you get to actually control the content. So if you're looking at the front page, you scroll down, you'll see a bunch of numbered items. Those numbers are votes. Those votes were cast by listeners like you. The items, the numbered items, were put there by listeners like you as well. If it weren't for our listeners participating on the site, there would be nothing on the site. So it's thanks to you for going and making that site as cool and as useful as it is. So you can go to freetalklive.com to participate there and vote up and vote down on the stuff you like and you don't like. And, of course, you can submit whatever you want to the site as well. Just like you can call in about whatever you want. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dason, listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dason.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd actually like to talk about increasing reason in the unreasoning. You see, many liberty-minded people go about talking with the willing enslaved in a way that creates conflict that often escalates into a fight that ends with, we can agree to disagree.
Oh, yes.
I've been thinking about this for some time, and I thought there's got to be a better way to go about this.
Okay.
And no matter how insane humans seem, no one is 100% insane or sane. They're a mixture of both. If you start by showing them where they are wrong, they will go into fight or flight mode and become unreceptive to new input. But if you start by finding out where they are already rational, you can strengthen it by building rapport on the things you agree with. And from there, when they have become open to new input, you may point out how some of their beliefs contradict one another and encourage them to look things up and find out for themselves what they're missing out on.
This is absolutely true with no matter what you want to convince somebody of, whether that's a religious belief or whatever that idea is if you want to convince somebody of something, you've got to consider that, you know, base human nature. Human nature is that the good guys agree with me. The bad guys disagree with me. It all comes down to philosophy. I mean, you just watch the movies and the TV and you'll see. It all comes down to what we believe. So, if you present yourself, and it's all about presentation, you present yourself to whomever as a person that is on their side and thereby agrees with them, and so you have to agree with them on many, many things, then you can talk to them about the things that upon which you disagree. Because obviously people that agree on, you know, husbands and wives don't agree on everything. So, you know, first you have to get that level ground with them. Common ground, yeah. I should say.
I'm a very liberty-minded person, so I came up with a few examples for how to convert people to the ideas of freedom.
All right.
Example number one, if you're talking to a conservative, talk about economic freedom. Don't talk about individual freedom. You'll end up fighting. Stick to economics. If you're talking to a liberal, don't talk about economics because you'll just fight. Stick to individual freedom. And then you can show later on, once they're more receptive to what you're saying, how it's impossible to have individual freedom without economic freedom, and it's impossible to be economically free if we are individually enslaved.
Indeed. These are excellent ideas, and I don't know if you're sourcing this material anywhere, if it's all your original stuff.
It's probably out there somewhere, but I came up with it on my own.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's great suggestions. Generally, finding a point of agreement with somebody with whom you're speaking and then moving into showing them how principles apply or how you apply your principles and how you can both achieve
the goals that you're looking for, because in a lot of cases, we'll share goals. Liberty-minded folks will share goals with, let's take liberals for an example. Like, I like clean water. I like clean air. I like trees, you know. I certainly appreciate individual freedom and all that.
I want to see poor people helped.
Yeah, right. I want to
increase civil liberties.
Yeah, exactly. People should be taken care of if they need help. And the solution, of course, from our perspective, is to not use force, but to use voluntary means to achieve these things. And that's where we start to differ, right? So we see that we have the same goals in mind. It's just that the means to those ends is where the difference is. Lay.
Right.
And if you can agree with that person enough, maybe they will be more open-minded to listen to your solution.
And consider for a second, if the first thing that you want to do is find that thing that you disagree with somebody on.
So you can have a fight?
So that you can fix their thinking on that. That maybe what it is that you want is a debate.
Yeah.
Maybe what you want is to scrap a little bit and be superior and win. Because you know your ideas are better than theirs. And this applies to everybody on everything. You know your ideas are better than theirs are on this particular issue, so you want to conquer their mind in this way, and that's not a way to win anything.
You don't win the person.
You may win the fight, but that's all you get. Yep. That's the booby prize. As a matter of fact, it's not even the booby prize. There's no Cupid doll that goes with it. It's just you walking away with the smug satisfaction that you're somehow better than the other guy. And you had that already.
Jason, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Would also recommend people that are interested in converting, I guess, for lack of a better term, or persuading, I guess a better word, persuading people to the ideas of liberty. There are some great tools out there. Now, Jason came up with that all on his own, and that's cool. But if you want to read some great books, I would recommend the Advocates for Self-Government. They publish some books like Michael Cloud and The Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. Excellent book. Has a lot of great tactics like verbal judo and other ideas that can really help you bring, and he's got really concrete examples of how to use them as well, can really help you shift some mindsets and bring people on board with these ideas. And of course, Dr. Mary Ruart also has some excellent resources.
Healing Our World is probably one of the best books ever made as far as libertarian persuasion.
Right, and she also does Short Answers to Tough Libertarian Questions,
yeah,
where she really takes on the tough questions and gives persuasive, compassionate answers to those questions. Now, of course, you could be talking to somebody with whom you don't agree with the ends, right? So, like, let's take a warmonger, for instance. Somebody that just wants to kill people around the world because they're different, because they were born in a different place.
You can find the common ground with them that they wouldn't want that stuff going on here. And if you can, the best method at that point is to try to get them to walk in the other guy's moccasins. You know, the people who are in Gaza, or
if you're dealing
Pakistan.
With somebody though who believes that everyone born outside of a certain plot of land is inferior, then there are some people
never
you just
say
can't
that.
Convince.
But they're never going to say that.
They'll reveal it in what they do say.
Agreed, but they don't believe that. So then you have to reveal to them that they are revealing that to you. That's the best you can do.
I'm just saying, there's some people that aren't good prospects for this
Agreed.
Message. Not everybody. I mean, yes, we're all human beings and everything, and maybe those folks could at some point have their mind changed. But if they're coming from a perspective of being superior to other people around the world, then it's going to be hard to convince them otherwise through conversation. That may be something where they'll just have to learn through experience that people aren't that different after all. And they don't deserve to be slaughtered. But I think generally coming to an agreement with folks on whatever issues upon which you do agree, and then from there shifting into conversations about the issues on which you don't, is a better approach than, like you're saying, Mark, just zeroing in on the issue on which you disagree and having a fight. 855.
I've done that lots of times, and I can tell you, it just doesn't work.
Yep. Let's go to Thomas, listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Thomas.
Hello, guys. Gentlemen, this is the first time I've heard your program. I'm listening on the Internet, and I'm delighted with it. I'm delighted with the conversation.
Thank you.
What I was going to say is a little while ago, when I first tuned in, one of you, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which one.
It's your first time. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Stand by, Thomas. Yeah. We'll bring you back here in a moment. I think he wants to talk about the gun laws. And would love to hear his thoughts. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on the air or online. Up to you. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy them. We got news updates, by the way. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Your choice. Now, you'll get more from us on Twitter and Facebook because we update those during the show. We don't update the email list during the show. But if there's news about the show, you'll get that via all three of those methods. So sign up for the one that is right for you, or more than one if you'd like. Go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. It's free like the rest of our website, news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, it's hunting season right now in many places around the United States. ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearms, accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boning equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members of Good Standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is online. And they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Thomas is listening in Alabama. You said it was your first time tuning in tonight, and you said you're listening online. By what method, if I might ask?
By what method?
Oh. Yeah, how'd you find us online?
I listened to Alex Jones, and I just knew that he was with GCN, and so I just checked out some other shows, and I just found you folks.
Great. Well, welcome aboard. You said that one of us had made some reference to something, and then we had to go to break. So what were you getting at there?
Okay. First of all, let me warn you. This is a very politically incorrect statement, and, but it's just sort of the hippopotamus in the room that nobody wants to talk about, you know.
Okay.
And you were mentioning various places in the United States that had, as you put it, lax gun laws. And you started naming various ones, and then you named some other ones that, you know, and you said that you didn't think that made a really big difference. Well, all the places that you named that had a really high crime rate, mm-hmm. consider the demographics of those places.
I think that there's
to consider these things, you know, as opposed to, say, New Hampshire.
I gotcha. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, these are some of the safest places in the United States when it comes to you know, gun crime specifically and violent crime generally. And this is one of the things. Since I live in this little bubble of relative safety, I don't want people to be confused about the idea that the general population owning guns somehow diminishes crime in some area. I haven't been able to find any evidence of that, and that's the only claim that I'm addressing here. I'm not making a claim that certain ethnicities don't have aren't caught for crimes more often than other ethnicities. I think that that's true.
Wouldn't poor people be caught with doing crimes more often as
well? I think that's also pretty much true.
Probably not in West Virginia so much. You know, probably not. I mean, there's some really poor people in Appalachia that it would not happen the way it happens, you know, let's say in Compton, you know.
Are you getting at something, sir? You seem to be hinting at something.
Yes. I'm saying that this is a demographic issue, and that's why I'm saying it's something that nobody wants to talk about. But you can look at the statistics, and you can see that, yes, it is a racial matter.
Well, what do we do about it?
I don't know. But we can't ignore it. You know,
what is it that you're getting at exactly?
I was just making a statement.
Are you suggesting that being black means you're more likely to commit a crime? Because that sounds pretty ridiculous.
Statistically, that is true. Yes.
Well, wouldn't
that mean you're more likely to get caught for committing a crime, sir? Because plenty of people commit crimes and get away with it, and they don't become statistics.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. But
how do you catalog statistics on crime commissions when you haven't caught the criminal?
Look at the FBI statistics for how many violent crimes are committed upon white people by, say, black people or people from Latin America.
It doesn't matter to me who,
as opposed to the other way around. Just check out those statistics, please, sir.
Well,
you'll see.
I don't think that it matters. the race of the victim unless it's a racially motivated crime. What matters is your what the claim is, and I think that, you know, there's no doubt that the leftovers of the way that black people have been treated in this country appear to have created an underclass, and I'm just talking about generally based on color of skin, and I don't think that you can separate people that way, but generally you've created a certain a group of people that's more likely to commit crimes in that area. I don't think as an individual that somebody's more likely to commit a crime based on the color of their skin, but you can't deny, Ian, that statistically, when people self-identify with their race, that, you know, those are the numbers.
Thomas, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sounded pretty racist to me.
Why? You can't address this issue without sounding racist?
It sounds like a racist position to suggest that if you're black, you're more likely to commit violent crime. I mean, it seems ridiculous to me. Maybe it's what I'm hearing you say, Mark, is that maybe it's because these people have been kept down, a lot of them have, over the years.
I don't think the man denied that.
In a place of poverty makes it more likely for them to lash out.
I think that, look, you could take his position any way you want to take it. I didn't hear him making any statements as to, you know, those people are bad. I didn't hear that.
That's what I heard.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear that. What I was hearing was somebody trying to talk about, I don't know why he took it there. And I think that question is the best one. It's like he wanted to take, if you want to talk about violent crime, let's talk about race.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he feels it's not being addressed. And maybe he feels that, but he didn't seem to
like
have any
answers.
Like you
said, what do you do about it? How do you address that?
How do you address it?
How about this? We treat each individual as an individual and not treat them as, by the color of their skin and make presumptions about them.
I think that's
racist.
Because
that's racist, to look at somebody's color of their skin and make a presumption about how they're going to behave.
Yep, I agree.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up what you want.
But I think you can point to certain neighborhoods and areas and say these places need help in this area.
Okay, that's fine. And many of them may be welfare neighborhoods, and people with certain incentives are more likely to behave in certain ways.
Yep.
So we've got news about Bradley Manning, by the way. We had Ingrid call earlier this week. There was the hearing at which Bradley Manning actually spoke publicly for the first time. Now, she went to the initial phase of this hearing, and I think she said she was going to the second day where Bradley would actually be speaking, but we hadn't heard from her, so I got a report from CommonDreams.org about what actually transpired at that hearing. CommonDreams.org reporting, following over 900 days of detention without trial, Private First Class Bradley Manning was finally asked to take the stand Thursday afternoon during a pretrial hearing in which Manning's defense team is working to diminish the extensive accusations against him. As Manning spoke publicly for the first time since his arrest, he described the extreme mental distress he's endured over the course of his indefinite detention, including a time in which he thought he might die in custody, as well as having suicidal thoughts early on in his detention. We can tell you more in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on our site. We give them away, and we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. If you're a lady listener and you'd like to be part of the Shrine, you can get details on how to do that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
One of the realities of a world with fiat currencies, and that's currencies that are created out of thin air by governments and backed by nothing, like the U.S. dollar and every other currency that you're familiar with, is the state inflates the currency base to fund its wars. It's mathematically impossible to inflate bitcoins, the new online internet currency. If the world used bitcoins as a currency, governments would have to think long and hard about who they blew up and why. Antiwar.com is having its annual fund drive, and they take bitcoins. They now take bitcoins. So go to antiwar.freetalklive.com and donate to this worthy organization. They're the only ones out there that are reporting news that isn't slanted towards war. It's antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate in Bitcoin.
Speaking of anti-war, they have, of course, been following the Bradley Manning situation. As you hopefully are aware, he's a young man who decided to do the right thing and has been punished for it. Because apparently no good deed goes unpunished in this world, it seems, sometimes.
He's a whistleblower.
He blew the whistle on the state, on the federal government. He had access to certain files and information that were privileged. He took that information, allegedly, and passed it on to the folks over at WikiLeaks and then got caught and has now been sitting in prison for 900 days. And this is the first time, Thursday was the first time that he had spoken publicly about this. We're going to continue with your calls, but I just want to get this out about what happened with Bradley this week in court. He said that I didn't want to die, but I just wanted to get out of the cage. I just remember being trapped in the cage all the time, he said, describing the prison cell. He was first held in the Kuwaiti desert in which the guards routinely harassed him. Said, I remember thinking, I'm going to die. I'm stuck here in this cage, and I don't know what's going to happen, he said. Manning, who was arrested after leaking military documents damning the U.S. government to whistleblowing website WikiLeaks, was eventually transferred to Quantico, a Marine Corps base in Virginia, where he spent 9 months in solitary confinement. That's not good for a human being, by the way, to be disconnected from other human beings like that.
It's darn close to torture.
Manning has now been in detention without charge or trial since May of 2010. A military psychiatrist who testified Wednesday told military judge Colonel Denise Lind that the detention conditions Manning has endured at Quantico have been extremely harsh and unprecedented. Many have said the conditions qualify as torture. His lawyers argued this week that his pretrial imprisonment was illegal and excessive and should lead to all charges being dismissed, as he has already been punished without official charges, due process, or access to a speedy trial. Earlier today, or this was Thursday, the judge accepted the language of terms under which Manning is pleading guilty, a plea that accepts guilt to 7 charges of disseminating classified documents, which could carry a term of up to 16 years. The plea does not include the 15 counts Manning faces, including aiding the enemy, that carry a maximum penalty of life in prison. The ruling doesn't mean the pleas have been formally accepted, which is likely to happen sometime this month. However, prosecutors could still attempt to continue prosecuting Manning for the more extreme charges, but have not stated as of yet whether they will. So there's an update for you on the Bradley Manning situation. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on that or whatever might happen to be on your mind. We go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Tyrone, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Tyrone.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
The last caller, and I do believe it was the last caller.
Yep.
The one that talked about the statistics and the FBI and all that.
Thomas, his claims about race and violence.
Right. It's a particular type. It's Alex Jones followers, and I won't say strictly, but a lot of those types. And the thing I don't understand about those types is they don't believe anything the government says. I mean, whatever the government says, they don't believe it. Until the government says something they believe.
Mm.
And as long as the government is saying something that makes their point, then, of course, the government is 100% correct. And I just cannot understand how they could take some kind of statistics from the government and run with it.
Excellent
Nothing
point.
Else.
So is your claim that you know, young black males are not statistically more likely to commit crimes? And if so, how are the statistics being skewed?
Well, you know, I don't know that. I have no clue if that's I can't answer that question because I don't know.
I don't know either, and I don't really care. I mean, to me, it's irrelevant to break people down by the color of their skin and suggest that one skin color makes one more likely to commit a crime is absolutely ridiculous. And it removes the individual initiative. It removes the individual story and their circumstances and everything that surrounds the whatever crime it is that we're talking about. And it oversimplifies things. And what I hear you saying is that some folks listening to certain conspiracy theory shows are more, do they have like maybe they're more likely to take this position, do you think?
Well, I don't, and I won't say, because I used to listen to Alex Jones myself until I just got sick of the fear-mongering.
Mm.
It's a particular type, and that's most likely far right, and the supremacists in that type.
Yep.
You know, anyone who wants their point, or anyone who wants their point made for them, then they'll go along with that particular line as far as black folks being the most violent, raping the most, which, of course, I don't know, and I would can't be the case since we make up with 13 or 14% of the population. I just don't see it. I think we get arrested most. I think we get caught the most. I don't think we commit the most crimes.
There absolutely is a large amount of police resources that is spent on enforcing laws against black people and also, I think, Hispanics as well, but poor people in general. I mean, the police tend to target, you know, the easy marks, the people that, that may not have the money or the education necessary to defend themselves. They're not going and running sting operations in rich, you know, upper crust, gated white neighborhoods. Right. I mean, that's just not happening. That's not to say there isn't.
But that's not, we're not, he didn't call in about regular crime. He called in about violent crime specifically.
Sure, but, you know, the war on drugs and certainly leads to violent crime.
For violent crime, though.
But my point is, they're not spending police resources in these ritzy, upper crust, white neighborhoods.
Agreed.
And the fact is, violent crime stems from certain things, and one of those things is the war on drugs. The fact is, there are people.
Let's be clear about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
It's not a war on drugs. It's a war on people.
Sure, it is.
That's just the bottom line to that.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
I'm
going
to ask Mark one thing.
Go ahead.
And this has been a few years ago now. I wrote Mark an email about him and his, in his words, his ribs he had to pop as far as his racism went. And I was wondering along, and where is he now as far as those rivets being popped?
Rivets being popped on racism. Okay. I was just I'm trying to repeat. I couldn't quite understand what you were saying. So, yeah, I mean, I used to be a one thing's for sure. I used to be a racist in the past. Now I try to be as realistic as I possibly can. You know, it's very difficult. Nobody wants to hear this because it sounds so pat, but the fact is that I ended up, a friend of mine, my roommate, was dating.
Oh, don't say it.
It's the truth. My roommate was dating this black guy, and it ended up being that he ended up being my best friend. And, you know, it changed a lot about my life. And, you know, I mean, everybody says, well, I've got some of my best friends are black. Certainly, they do say that. Maybe they're telling the truth. And maybe that had an effect on their lives. And in this case, it certainly did for me. But, and you know, it's trite. There's no doubt it's trite. But, you know, I think that now I'm trying to look at things realistically. I don't want to look at somebody based on their race, but I do think that some people look at themselves based on their race, and if they do, then they're more likely to congregate with other people based on their race, and then they can kind of have this cultural conversation with themselves. And that's what my concern is in this area, is that somehow people are stifling themselves based on the color of the pigment in their skin.
Tyrone, good call tonight. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, You'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. We give them away. But if you would like, you may support this program. And one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. It is the shopping time of year. A lot of people got Christmas gifts and holiday gifts and that sort of thing that they want to buy for loved ones, coworkers, etc., family members. You can do that, and you can do it all from the comfort of your keyboard. Or your, what do you call them, tablets, I guess. You can do it all over at shop.freetalklive.com, and you can help Free Talk Live at the same time, because when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find Amazon US, Canada, and UK. You just click into the right one for you, and then you just get your shopping done. Same great prices. Same huge selection. It's the same site. You're just entering through our portal, so they know to send Free Talk Live a portion of their profits that they would otherwise keep for themselves. They send it to us when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, let's get back to your phone calls. We'll talk to Brian, listening in Oregon. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KMed in Medford.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hey, great, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the person before last comment about demographics and violence.
Yes, Thomas.
I don't want to attack somebody, but I do think it was quite ridiculous that he also forgot that in the places that he had forementioned were problems, there's also a lot of high density. It doesn't necessarily mean the whole ethnic population in general is the problem. It means the density of the people is a problem.
That's a good point. You pile people on top of one another, they're going to have problems with each other.
Exactly. You know, and I'm pretty fortunate at this point in my life to live in a rural community, but I did live in cities, in North Portland. I've lived in L.A. I've lived in New York. And people get grumpier, and they're not as willing to reach out to each other and be easily friendly. They're more defensible. People that are having a hard time are trying to get theirs. You know, in smaller communities in rural America, like in Vermont and upstate New York, you know, people are a little spread out. It's nice to see somebody every once in a while, They don't feel so defensible all the time.
Yep.
And I think that adds more to it than somebody's color of their skin.
I agree. I think that's an excellent point. And that it also, the guy that you're referencing brought up Appalachia as an example of, well, if you're poor, it's not necessarily that you're going to be violent or commit crimes. And that's, what you're bringing up here is kind of counter to that, well, if you're in Appalachia, you probably don't have a bunch of neighbors living on top of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, there are poor people out in rural communities, too, and they do what they can do to get by. And there's crime. It's just not packed on top of each other.
I think that race can come into play in a way that if people don't feel represented, that they may try to take things into their own hands too. And if they do so, then it can becomes enculturated, then that can have an issue. That can be an issue too. When you look at Indian reservations, oftentimes crime will be very high there. Violent crime will be very high. Drug use is very high there. So you can look at other instances where people don't feel included. They are excluded from whatever the process is. They don't feel like they have a fighting chance to get into normal society. And I'd say that, probably the best example of that is the American Indian.
Well, right, and Indian reservations don't count as normal society in most part because they're essentially welfare recipients. A lot of them are, on the dole from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And I remember there was
density's an issue there, too. They may have some property, but they're packed along one zone.
The economic incentives are different too. And so when you change incentives for folks, they behave differently. There's an excellent piece that John Stossel did around about a decade ago called John Stossel Goes to Washington, which was really interesting, where he compared a couple of different Indian reservations, and one of them was, managed by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and funded by them, and the other one had, I don't know how they did it, but they somehow managed to throw off the shackles of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, basically told them, go take a hike, we don't want your money anymore. And all of a sudden, the streets got cleaned up, people were not, S-faced drunk in the middle of the day, people, new houses were being built, new businesses were being opened, and, crime had gone down. So, also incentives coming into play.
In Oregon, too, we're having people, our reservations are actually outreaching to the Fed for law enforcement instead of just depending upon their own law enforcement, which I think will have a dramatic effect on the reservations.
Yeah, in a negative way, you mean?
I think in a positive way. There's a lot of, small community type of policing that goes on there. They have to do their own policing. They do their own incarceration. When you involve the federal government type, crimes such as drugs or violent crimes with a weapon, those are going to get treated as they would in any other town.
Well, I don't support bringing the federal government in to do anything at all, and I also don't consider possession of drugs to be a crime. There's no victim there, but I wish them the best.
But themselves and the people of violent crime, when you do have those things packed on top of each other, it does get ugly. I do agree with you that I don't think possession of drugs of any type is a crime. I don't think possession of guns.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to solve your crime problems by turning to the federal government. They tend to make things worse. But maybe, maybe you'll show us that we're wrong. Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Why wouldn't you want to have local, control? Why wouldn't you want to have local law enforcement?
Sometimes
they're more accountable.
Maybe. There have been certainly plenty of instances where the local police department's corrupt and people have brought in state or federal police to somehow fix that.
Let's go to, has it really been fixed, though? Let's go to Michael in North Carolina listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a little nervous. The first time I ever called to a
No worries, sir.
Show.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Why is it that white people are so so scared to talk the truth? Are they afraid of being called a racist? This guy that called in talking about the African American crime, the black crime, he was right on. I'm an insurance agent. I'm in the trenches. I'm around this every day. I see it every day. I pick up the newspaper. Three black people are killed by other black people every day in the neighborhood. Why is it that white people are so afraid to address that? Are they afraid of being called a racist? Tell me. I can't understand it.
Ian, you tell the man.
I don't think I'm afraid to address it. I just think it's absurd to paint people. And you're doing the same thing. You're saying, why do white people this and this and this, as though all white people behave in the same way. And the suggestion is that black people are more likely to behave in a certain way. And I think that's just on its face ridiculous.
But you're wrong. Black people are more likely to behave that way. I'm here in the trenches where they are. You're not.
And you're saying this is your personal experience.
Exactly.
As an insurance adjuster, so you, you're dealing with, you know, crimes.
I'm in the trenches where black people are. You're not.
But why don't you explain it to me then?
What do you mean explain it to you?
Well, is there a reason for it, or are you suggesting that if you're born black that you're more likely to be violent?
No,
because this seems ridiculous.
You want to say born black. No, it's not born black. Of course not.
So what is it?
It's your surroundings. It's where you grew up at, where you are.
So does it have to do with the economic circumstances? So let me ask you this then. If you have a group of, let's say, you're the one who brought this up. If you have a group of black people who are poor versus a group of black people who are rich, are the rich black people more likely to be violent with one another?
Of course not.
Okay, so this is more about economic circumstances than it is the color of someone's skin, right?
I think race comes into it because they have been separated from normal society. They feel separated from normal society.
Okay.
They have stories and conversations they tell themselves. I spent 9 years in prison, and I had a situation where a good friend of mine was defending me against some guy who, you know, was upset about race that night. These were both black guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was upset said, well, you know, those guys in that room may not be racist. They thought I was asleep, so they were talking amongst themselves. They may not be racist, but I'll bet you they'd never invite me to Thanksgiving dinner. This is the conversation he has.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation he has with himself is that he couldn't come to Thanksgiving dinner at my house.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that everybody has their own story, which is why I advocate people, you knowing what other people's stories are before jumping to some conclusion about someone because of the color of their skin. And I'm glad that you agree with me, Michael, that it has more to do with someone's circumstances or personal story or economic strata, or as our previous caller suggested, how closely packed together people are rather than the color of skin they were born when they
came out
of their mother's
womb. What people don't understand about what you say, Ian, is that when you say black people, you mean every single black person. What they mean is they mean sort of a group of people.
I'm not sure what that means. But okay. Michael, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. I say judge individuals based on their words and their actions. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.